Hi, I'm Stuart from Coffee Shop Mistakes, the show that interviews coffee shop owners about the mistakes that they've made so that you don't have to make them. Today I'm going to be interviewed by my friend Ali from Zubru Creative about why I've started Coffee Shop Mistakes. Now, a lot of people have been asking me why I've started Coffee Shop Mistakes and what my motivations are, and this audio, which we've taken from the YouTube video, should help to answer a few of those questions. So coffee shop startups and existing businesses make mistakes all the time, and most of those mistakes are taken to the grave, and they're not available for people to learn from. So my intention with Coffee Shop Mistakes is to shine a light on those horrendous mistakes so that the other coffee shops, owners and startups can avoid them. This way, I think we'll have a much more sustainable coffee shop scene. So I hope you enjoy the audio, and we'll see you afterwards.
Hi, Stuart.
Hi.
So why have you set up Coffee Shop Mistakes?
I've had a child recently, well, in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become a lot more kind of emotional. I think it's a thing that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm a lot more emotional. In my kind of day job as a barista trainer, I kind of come into contact with lots of people who are starting coffee shops. And you see them kind of come in all kind of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and then they set up and they realize that it's actually really hard work. And 6 months, a year down the line, they come back to you and they've got like gray hair and like gray faces and like broken like relationships, and the marriages are broken up, and it's like, because I've got this new little bundle of joy in my life, like, mm-hmm. my emotions just get absolutely hammered. I can't deal with that emotional response, because I've kind of feel implicated in that. I've helped them set up. I mean, it's nothing really to do with me how they've run their shop.
Yeah.
But like, I can't deal with like having people come back and have the broken relationships and have the grey hair and the stress levels. It's just way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea was, I saw there was a podcast that I used to listen to, and I think it was called Business Mistakes, and it was a guy who was just interviewing people who'd kind of started their business and what mistakes they'd made. And I was like, that's a good concept, because if you interview any coffee shop owner, they will have found something that they have like really, really done very badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something obvious that they were like kicking themselves later on.
Yeah, yeah, they should have sorted that out. And yeah. They'll have a story, and they'll tell you the horrendous, horrible things that have happened because of it. And when you speak to people, like, everyone's got a story like that. So I was thinking to myself, I'm hearing all these stories. Why don't I kind of relay them back to people so that they don't have to like make those mistakes themselves?
Yeah, definitely.
It's and that should just give people a bit more of a helping hand and stop people. It's an amazing industry. Like, the people start who have absolutely no experience in the industry.
It's a beautiful dream, isn't it, for a lot of people? And then
then
that dream might turn into a nightmare. So
yeah.
It's kind of like you're keeping them in the dream state.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Because I mean, you get people starting coffee shops who've never been in the service industry before.
Oh,
at all.
Yeah.
And they've got a little bundle of cash from like a redundancy pay, or they've had some money left by their parents like passing or something like that, and they think, right, this is my chance to make my dream, and they've never done it before. And then they get sort of 6 months in and they go, wow, this is a lot harder than I thought. And you don't really get that in other industries. It's like, you don't get someone setting up a mechanics who's never worked on a car.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like they get a really, really big shock,
yeah.
And they have no idea how it's going to affect them in the long run. It's like, it's quite, I can see it, because I've seen like the bright haired, bushy tailed people coming through, and I see what happens as they get into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I just want to stop that happening and keep like make sustainable cafes, because
well,
it's just.
I think it's a fantastic thing that you're doing, and I think a lot of people are going to benefit from this.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah. No, but I think that's a beautiful thing that you're doing, and yeah, I wish you all the best in it.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And it's given you a little bit of insight as to why I've started Coffee Shop Mistakes. If you'd like to help and you'd like to get involved, then you can send me an email. It's stuart@coffeeshopmistakes.co.uk. If you are a coffee shop owner and you don't mind me interviewing you in your cafe, or you fancy a trip up to Newcastle and you want to be interviewed up here, that's great. I would love to interview you and get some of your horrendous mistakes. That would be fantastic. If you're an industry expert and you feel like you've got something to offer as well, then please drop me an email as well. I've also got I've set up a little thing on a website for people wanting to start coffee shops. It's a little kind of book section, and it's kind of full of books that people have recommended to me, or I've read myself, that I find might be useful. So there's all this stuff about kind of entrepreneurship and then coffee books and then mindset and all that sort of stuff. But if you feel like that you are looking for a reading list for things that might help, then please go to coffeeshopmistakes.co.uk/books and make some purchases. There is a little Amazon affiliate thing there, so if you're going to buy them anyway, then you'll be helping me to sustain the podcast and just help cover the costs of hosting and all that sort of stuff. So if you can do that, that'll be great. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.